Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Change it, yeah, change it, yeah, just you and me.
Good morning. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Those of you who are not already up, get up. It's time to get going. Stand up. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Hands high above your head. Lean to your left. Lean to your right. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Wake up with Linda. This morning we're going to be talking about wellness. We're going to be talking about health. You know, it does not make any sense to be wealthy, line up in the hospital. But today is a very special day, and I need each and every one of you out there to go along with me to say happy birthday to my mommy. Happy birthday to Jatina. Yes, that was her name. She's transcended. She's no longer with us. She passed in 2008 at the age of 91, but her spirit still lives on. So I have a message for her, and I'd like for you to join me. Sit back and relax and listen to my message for my mommy.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love.
happy birthday to Jetty. That's what we called her. And every time I say Jetty, I think about the buoy that's in the ocean. There is a partial that extends out at the beach from the sand into the ocean. And if you notice, no matter how much water rushes against it, how many years it stands, it never deteriorates, was my mother. And she used to call me baby girl. So happy birthday from your baby girl. I'm doing exactly what you requested that I do, and that is to open my mouth, speak out, state what I feel, be aware of what I'm saying, and always reach out and help others. You know, listeners, mothers are very, very important. In the olden days, or when they were carrying us in their stomachs, they were healthy. They knew remedies. They knew what to do, what to eat. They knew how much rest to get. That's why you and I are here now. So I'm saying that to say, no matter what type of relationship you're in with your mom, you might not be getting along. She might have angered you. You might not have spoken with her in a long, long time. Get over it. Reach out. That is your mother. Keep in mind, if it was not for your mother, you would not be here today. So happy birthday, Jetty. I would sing for you guys, but then you would just cut off. You know, today we have some powerful guests that are coming in. They're powerful guests, powerful information, and they come with powerful results. They will be calling in. We're speaking of health and wellness today, which it is required for all of us to keep moving, to keep doing what we must do out there. And you know that my focus is totally on the youth, but I cannot do anything for them if I'm not taking care of myself, and neither can you. So the wellness and the health that we structure for our lives, very, very important. Not just to do it sometime. Not just, oh, I'll get around to it. And, you know, you really do not have to go or be a member of any gym or even leave out of your home to take care of yourself. Stretching is very, very important in the morning. Swinging arms, sitting down, facial movements, neck movements, shoulder movements, go down your entire body and shake it and wake it up. You have to have that to carry you through the day. And since you're on the air, well, wake up, Linda. I'm going to share these things with you, let you know how important it is to have your health. Yes, there's those of us who have to be on medication for whatever reason, but be very, very careful. As I stated, I'm not a physician, but, you know, you can take a pill for your knee, and it will affect your ear, and vice versa. Prescription drugs are out there, so they say, to make us better. I'm going to let you be the judge of that. Those of you that took that pill for your knee, and now you're having problems with your ear. And while you're doing that, we're going to put on a little music and just let you relax and think about it. I'll be back. Listen very closely. You know, there are those of you out there, I hear you. Catch your breath, because I put that on so that you could get it moving. Catch your breath. I was going right along with you here. Now, you need to wind down. You know, when you exercise, you take the cardio up and then you bring it back down again. So let's go again. Let's do a little bit of wind down and just listen to this. Keep going, keep going, keep breathing. Deep breath, deep breath, deep breath.
For some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise, we as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family. Because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing
because I'm free.
His eyes on
me. His eyes on them.
That's
the reason why I sing.
I want to know if you can help me say glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
You're the reason.
You're the reason why I sing.
Come on, say glory. Thank you, Jesus. You're the
reason why I sing.
Can we say it again? Someone asked.
Someone asked the question.
Oh, glory. Why do we sing?
Why do we sing?
When we lift our hands.
When we lift our hands to Jesus.
Oh, what do we really mean?
What do we really mean?
Someone may be wondering.
Someone may be wondering.
When we sing our song.
When we sing our song,
at times we may
be crying,
and nothing's even wrong. This is the reason why I sing because. When the song is over,
we've all said amen.
And your heart just keep on singing.
I hope that winds you down a little bit. The reason why I sing, to get you a little bit of spiritual feeling here as we're stretching, as we're bending, as we're thinking about our day. Remember yesterday, our word for the day was think. I hope that each and every one of you out there did some thinking about everything that you were doing, everything that you had to do. You know, in order to think, you have to have a clear mind. And that's why it's very important to be healthy, mind, body, and soul. When we speak of wellness, we speak of mind, body, and soul. If you're clouded in the head, you know, your body is going to show the effects of that. You see people walking with their heads back and their chest out with a pep in their step. They're healthy. They got up early in the morning, as we did this morning. They stretched. They ran. They went to the gym. Whatever it took for them to get going, because you must have oxygen flowing through your brain in order to keep everything going. It's nothing like having a headache all day, a headache, a toothache, and your feet hurting is a real, real sad way to spend your day. Well, headaches come because we don't have enough oxygen flowing through. Headaches are basically from hunger, from stress, from any number of things. But if you get too many, go talk to the physician. You want to check that out, because you are to have smooth flowing blood throughout your entire body. You know, I went to the doctor a couple of years back, and he gave me a checkup, and he said, you know what? Your blood sugar is high and this and the bad, and you're borderline diabetic. I said, you know, you have to be either or. I said, you know what, doctor? I think I'm going to be no line diabetic. I need to speak with a nutritionist, please. You see, when I was brought up, my mommy, Jetty, only gave me boiled chicken and boiled fish. There was no fried foods. There was no sugar. There was nothing white in the home. Wheat, no sugar, no dyes, no anything. And I used to complain about the boiled fish and the boiled chicken. I used to complain about the beans that were in the pot. But you know, as I got older, and as I get older, I realize that that was a very good diet for me. And the reason why I don't have too many problems now, you see, it started at an early age. When you're feeding the baby, don't give them jar food. Get a blender. That baby can eat everything that you eat. Watch the seasoning. You will find that once you start a child at an early age to set those taste buds, that they will continue to eat very, very, very healthy. Health is very important. You can have all the money in the world. You can have everything that you need. But if you don't have your health, it's not doing you any good. When you're healthy, you're alert. You can really, really reach out and help others. And for our mission, which is the youth, we must watch what we do, because we have a big job up there. As a man said in the song, the reason why I sing, there's a reason to sing. The song that we should all be singing out here is to educate and teach the youth about health and wealth so that they can live as long as we've lived. You know, it's a lot going out there. You know, bullets flying, crazy people, sick people. You know, the youth, they're not too comfortable with what's happening. And I'm not too comfortable with what I see that's happening. You see, when you're healthy and you're fit, and bullets fly, or you're in a situation, you can take off and run and get away real quick. Even though bullets move really quick, but you're alert. You're not sluggish. You don't have a headache. You're aware of your surroundings, and perhaps you can save your life and the lives of others. I hate to go back to a sad tragedy, but again, I'm thinking about the students at University of Santa Barbara. Our hearts must continue to go out. We must become aware of what's happening so that we can take our young. It's a lot of physically fit students there, because at the University of Santa Barbara, no cars are really allowed, and the transportation on that campus is bicycles. So in order to ride a bike, you have to be pretty fit, and that's what goes on up there. But still, they were not able to get away from that situation. So let's keep them in our hearts and become more aware and teach them how to become more aware. Get out on those campuses, set up programs on those campuses, that can reach out to students that aren't too popular, students that are not too good at having dialogue. We need to put some task forces out there, some watchful eyes, so that we can watch out persons who that are going through the situation that the young man went through yesterday. While I'm waiting on my guests to come in, I'm going to play some more music for you and put this thought on your mind. I'll be back.
All hope was gone, hard to hang on, hard to be strong. Was blind, could not see, nothing but walls in front of me, and inside no peace. And the mountain seemed impossible to climb, until you stood on the front line. You led the way out of the darkness. We didn't go astray. You were ready to die for our sake, and that day soldier's heart. Ocean so deep, appeal so steep.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're live on the studio. You're Wake Up Man. Is this Stephanie?
Yes, Stephanie.
For some who don't understand.
Hi, Stephanie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
And so can the callers hear you. Good. Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay. I'd like to have you introduce yourself to the listeners and tell us about what you do, and I've already let them know that you're a powerful woman with powerful information, with powerful results. So can you let our listeners know what Stephanie Haynes is about and how you work out into the wellness industry, why you got started, and what you do? I'm leaving it to you. Take off, please.
All right. Well, good morning, listeners. I'm Stephanie Haynes. I am the founder and CEO of Fast Me Fit. I have been a personal trainer over 30 years and a life coach working in the community. One of my first thing is, when you heal the body, the mind will follow. That's one of my quotes that I use. And I specialize in self-empowerment, with the focus on empowering the individual to create a fulfilling and successful life by supporting you in transferring negative beliefs and replacing them with powerful, powerful beliefs. And the reason why I got into health and wellness is because I had, you know, experienced two major strokes and really looking for a way to get well. And so in my journey of healing myself, you know, I really had to focus on the mind, the body, and the spirit. I had to put all three of those in balance. And with doing that, I developed a program. And because I do so many things, from health to fashion to dance and nutrition, I put all four programs together. So I have four programs. The first one is physical and emotional wellness, where you learn proper exercise for your body type, build flexibility and strength, proper breathing and meditation and personal counseling for emotional wellness. And I have three different exercises that you can do, yoga, Pilates, and Tai Chi, and also a dance therapy program. And then with nutrition and diet, is to maintain your normal body weight through nutrition. So I teach you how to eat for your blood type, and which is address all the illnesses that deal with our everyday, because our nutrition is like 80% of our health. By being well, we have to eat food that nourish the body, because food is medicine for the body. And so the dance therapy, you learn the importance of movements for the maximum health, releasing stress, and learning the healing power of dance. Then I also created a book called Healing of the Womb, in which helps individuals to guide them through a inner healing from abuse and trauma. Again, most of that comes from illness within the body. When we hold on emotions and trauma, anger, resentment, guilt, shame, so all of that, you know, has a total weight on the body when we hold all of those emotions, because each organ in the body holds an emotion, so we have to release that, and through dance, you're able to release those negative energy blockage. And then fashion and style, how to really dress for your body type, you know, dress for success. And we also do a personal color analysis for the face, and also fashion, because different colors bring out different energies within ourselves, and we have different colors within our bodies, so certain types of colors do not go well with us. Even though we can wear anything, but there are certain colors that just bring out that glow within us. And in my involvement with youth, I have been working with the youth for many, many years, teaching them sports, teaching them health and wellness, also about HIV and STIs. So educating the whole person, that's what I do. And Fashion and Fit mission is we are dedicated to supporting youth and adults, men and women alike, to become totally fit in mind, body, and spirit. Using a metaphysical approach, each aspect of this personal program is designed to help encourage the clients to deal with emotional causes contribute to the imbalance within their lives. Our purpose is to be able to aid the client, helping them to reach a state of overall wellness. And like I said before, we have four personalized programs designed to address the element of cause that contribute to the wellness and imbalance. We teach the whole person, the mind, body, and spirit, that will learn to love themselves, to be creative, meditative, thoughtful, and responsible, to eat properly, value their own health and well-being. The program is designed to help support the client to view themselves and others with hopefulness, mindfulness, and holistic awareness. So, is there any questions for anyone? Miss Linda?
I'm listening here, and I'm just going through, because as you speak of the things that you do, you know, I've known you for quite some time, and because you worked with me as far as my mind, body, and spirit through dance, Stephanie and I worked together, and we danced together, and we've danced for many, many years together. And we go under two headings. We go under Zuri Karumba, which means beautiful gift, and which we give out to the community. And we also work with a faith-based organization, and we are African dancers for the SGI USA. And throughout the years that I have known you, Stephanie, I have watched you, and as I state, you're going to make sure that the negative beliefs are gone. You're going to make sure that we move and eat nutritionally. And, you know, when I call your name, I call you the Tofu Queen. And I love saying that because I know that everything that you're telling us as far as what we're putting in our bodies is what we need to do. Your education about cause and teaching the whole person, I have seen you go through your many health issues. I've been right there with you. I have seen you. When I speak of you, I think of you, I will never forget that you had a hole from some injury under the bottom of your foot. And you came in on a crutch, but before the 3 hours had passed, you were off the crutch and dancing on that foot. And I could not figure out how in the world is she doing that. I'm saying that to let the listeners know and let the world know that you are a woman, a very, very powerful woman that has a great concern for health and wellness, and more so, you push all of that information and you share it all with our youth. I would like to ask you about your book, Healing the Wound. Where can one purchase that? I remember the book signing. Where can they be purchased?
Well, they can go to my website at www.fashionablyfit.net.
Could you repeat that again for those that might not have caught it? One more time, please.
Okay, it's www.fashionablyfit.net. That's FashionablyFit.net.
Okay.
Or
and
they can
birth-
call me at 323-605-2706.
So, listeners out there, that book can be picked up, as Stephanie stated. I'll repeat the number again before we're off the air. Get it. Check it out. Understand what she's talking about. Read it. When she speaks of physical wealth, you know, there's all type of wealth. There's all type of help. But mind, body, and spirit, physical wealth, and healing thyself. That takes care of everything. Stephanie, I would like to take out this time to thank you for calling in and sharing with our listeners on, you know, what we do. And I'd like to ask you, you're an extremely good cook. What is a quick meal, if you don't mind sharing some of your secrets, that one can fix, that's healthy, that's quick, and that's not too expensive, that's good for the budget? Could you share a recipe with us? You know, you make dynamite salads. I love your salads. Could you kind of give us a little input on how you put your salads together?
Well, one of my favorite salads is the kale salad. And you just take the kale, you wash them off, and take them and I don't cut them. I just tear them up, you know, crunch them up so they can be kind of tender. And then I squeeze some lemon juice on them. Then I add the cranberries, blueberries, and blackberries. And then I add some walnuts. And then I get the raspberry dressing. And which is great. And then I make a, to go with that, I add some tilapia. And with the tilapia, I do the same thing, wash it off, then season it with some, I use Mrs. Dash, the garlic seasoning, the onion seasoning, and the, one more, I can't, tilapia seasoning. And then I squeeze some lemon on that, bake it, and that's your meal. You know, when you do your proteins and your veggies together, it's great because the carbs, when you add the carbs, you add more little fat. But the proteins and the veggies is good. And you never want to combine the protein and carbs together. If you're going to do carbs, you're going to do carbs and veggies together, or vice versa. And then my favorite drink is my detox drink. With the, I add cucumber, lemon, mint, and fresh ginger. Add it with some water. Let it sit for maybe 20 minutes in the refrigerator or longer. And then there's your meal. Anything else?
Well, yes. What I'd like to say to you is I'm jotting down as you're saying, no, do not mix protein and carbs together. Did everyone hear that out there? Kale salad. Kale is very good. I know because you've done a lot of research and you cook only healthy. Can you explain to the listeners the importance of kale? What does kale do for the body? Everyone is doing kale now, kale chips, kale this, kale that. Can you explain to the listeners the importance of kale? Just what does it do for your system and your body?
Well, kale has a lot of chlorophyll in it. It has a lot of, it's the darkest green, so it's really healthy for you, for your fiber, for your digestive system. And it also makes your skin beautiful.
Ooh.
You know, eating vegetables, you know, has the vitamin A in it. It really helps the body, you know, the skin, your intestine. So eating the dark green veggies is very, very important for your digestive system and your fiber intake.
Wow, thank you. Stephanie, I know that you have to get started on your day. I, again, have so much appreciation for you for sharing yourself and sharing this information. I want to remind the callers out that your book, as you stated, Healing the Wound, can be found on www.fashionablyfit.net. Again, that's www.fashionablyfit.net. .net, and that fashionably is spelled F as in Frank, A, S as in Sam, H-I-O-N-A, B as in boy, L-Y, fit, F-I-T.net. Or you can contact her by telephone 323-605-6706. Again, Stephanie Haynes' number to purchase or to just get more information. She's full of information and love. Healing of the Wound is 323-605-6707.
That's
2-7. 06.
No. 605-2706.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to take this and repeat it again. It's 323-605-2706. Stephanie, thank you. Mind, body, and spirit. Appreciate you sharing with our listeners. And I would like to ask you a question. Will
mm-hmm.
you come back again and share more
now?
Things? Will you return again and share more things with us? Okay, I'll keep it posted. We'll set up a schedule. We'll let them know when you're coming on. And I'd like to say to you today, have a beautiful, lovely, prosperous day out there. Callers, thank you so much. Let's all thank Stephanie. Stephanie, I'll be speaking with you soon.
Thank you so much. And just remember, when you heal the mind, the body will follow.
Say that one more time, please.
When you heal the mind, the body will follow.
On that note, we're going to play some music. We will say, until next time, to Stephanie Haynes and Healing of the Wound. Stephanie Haynes, that believes in mind, body, and spirit. Stephanie Haynes, that works with physical wealth, yoga, and nutrition. And the most important thing I would like for all you listeners to understand is Stephanie Haynes has a mission also for all youth. Stephanie, have a great day.
You too. Thank you for having me.
All righty. Have a wonderful day. Here we go. I'll be back, guys, with some more interesting topics. Make it through the rain out there, as she said. And after hearing all that good information from Stephanie Haynes, the author of Healing of the Wound, that we can carry on through our day. You know, she was talking about that kale salad, and I was writing. I hope that you were jotting down everything. And I am going to make an attempt to make that salad. I can speak from personal experience with Stephanie Haynes. As I say, when I think of her, I think of tofu. That is her nickname, because she will say, oh, I'm going to bring something to the brunch, or I'm going to share, and I'll tell her, please, no tofu, please, no tofu. She throws her head back, she laughs, and she says, well, Linda, you know you must eat right. There are many, many persons out there that do many, many things within the community, and that young lady is a very, very community-minded person. She's been around a long time, and she's in and out of everything. And like myself, everything that she gains and all the knowledge that she has, we push it back to the youth because we cannot take these things with us. And what sense is it to have everything that you need and don't share that? We're speaking of education. This is graduation month. Proms and everything are coming up, but I'm going to share some reflections with you. I remember when Stephanie Haynes was walking across many, many stages and putting on that cap and gown and flipping that tassel and staying up till wee wee hours of the night. But she also has the same belief and lives by the motto that I will share with everyone that we should all live by, and that is to never, ever give up on your dreams, never give up on your goals, and especially never give up on you. We're going to move it out a little bit. As I stated, this show is dedicated to you and my mommy, because today is her birthday. And for those of you who are coming in a little late, I paid tribute to her and I had a message for her to let her know really, really how I feel about her. And we're going to play that again. I'll let you hear that message and we'll wait for our next guest to come in. Enjoy.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you. You're the one who saw me through
goes to you, Mommy, again, for your listeners that are just coming on. Happy birthday to my mommy. Her name was Jettina, and we called her Jetty. And the show today is dedicated to her, her birthday. She's telling me, sitting on my shoulder and saying, baby girl, you're doing well. Baby girl, because that's what she called me. You're doing exactly what I taught you to do. You're reaching out, you're helping, you're using and giving everything that you have. And when we speak of cap and gown and walking across stages, I am very excited because my mother was not able to go to college. My mother was the valedictorian of her class, and I would say back in 1907 when she passed, she was 91. But at that time, my grandparents were not able to send her to school, and it really, really messed with her. So I have a portrait of my mom that I look at every day, and the only portrait of my mom is her in her cap and gown from high school. So I look, and I said, Mom, or Jetty, that's what we called her, and that's what she required. You know, this is the first and last cap and gown that you put on, you know, and this is my one and only cap and gown. I said, you know, we will put on several caps and gowns, and we will walk across several stages. So each time I go to take an exam, I just stop and feel the wind, relax myself, and tell my mother to send that good gene of knowledge and smartness down to me because we have an exam to take. And she has carried me all the way through. I, too, will be walking across the stage on June 12th, flipping a tassel in my rhinestone shoes and mini dress. But what will lead out on my chest will be my mother's portrait facing out, covered with rhinestones and jewels, and she, too, will lead out the pack, lead out the road, and we're stepping out in that Laude family. It is L-A-U-D-E, cum magnum summa. We're in that family, and I'm glad to say this, to share this with you. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of all the other graduates that will be walking across the stage because it takes discipline. It takes commitment. It takes movement. It takes action, but more so, it takes determination and to stay focused. So I'm going to say it again, action, movement, commitment, determination, and focus to be the best that you can be, not to settle, not to take no, to kick in doors if you have to. You see, a door does not have to be open for you. You just need to be able to see the knob. And if there's not a knob there, kick it in if there's something that's on the other side that you want to get to. So that's my positive note for today. And in order to kick that door in, we must be able to have the help. And I have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring her in. Gina G is giving us a call.
For all those times you stood for me. For all
a person of knowledge. Let's bring her on.
Hi, how you doing?
Good morning, Gina G. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Linda, how you doing?
Well, wake up with Linda. I'm up. You're up. Everybody out there listening is up. You know, it's a new day. Gina, thank you so much for taking out time of your busy day to join us and to let the listeners know and let our family know of your power, of your information, and the ability for you to have powerful results. Gina is a person, everybody, that is basically, or not only am I going to tell you, I'm going to show you. Gina has been in the wellness industry for quite some time. Gina is a person that I feel that is a specialist in guiding one of the proper things to do for their bodies, not only food, nutrition, but the care for the body. So, Gina, I don't know how you want to start off this morning, what you want to tell the listeners, but I'm just going to open it up to you and just let us know what's happening out there with our bodies, with our health, with the wellness. What can we do? Where can we go? What should we look out for? It's on you. Take it away, Gina.
Well, Linda, thank you very much for this opportunity to share the, yes, indeed, importance of making sure that your wellness is not just with your body, but with your mind and with everything that's involved with that, because it starts from within to come out. And that's what we see. When we see people, we see what their wellness foretells by the way they walk, by the way they talk, by the way they express themselves. And when you love yourself enough to make sure you get that blood pumping in the morning, your stretches, and you're drinking water, and you're eating your fruits and your vegetables, the proper balance of diet, like you mentioned, as well as in a combination of just telling your body, you know, hey, I love you. Hey, I need you and I appreciate you to get me through this day. And every day the body needs blood, it needs circulation. So stretching and knowing how to go to the spa and just get that ah effect by relaxing and letting yourself get massages, facials, being able to cleanse your outer self so that your inner self can match, because you're going to put in what's good and you're going to also project that through your actions to make sure that you can maintain a happy mind, which means you'll have a happy body. So you'll have less aches and pains. I mean, they do come with life, but when you keep that balance going, then you're going to make sure at all times that you're living your life to the fullest in a most healthier and wellness of being able to treat yourself well, so then you can also treat your life with full wellness. So anything that you come across, you know, stresses at work, stresses in life, children, relationships, whatever comes your way that you have to absorb and take in to get through it, you'll be able to get that off effect and be able to project that through your responses and your actions and do so with a well-thought-out mind process.
Wow. You know, I'm listening. I heard things like spa. I heard things like massage. I heard things like talking to yourself, treat yourself, stress. And I know that you're very, very versed in the, as we say, the wellness as far as health, wellness, day spas, technicians that are known, we don't use the word masseuse anymore, they're technicians, and that's just what they are. Most individuals that are not spa enthusiasts, they think that the spa or to go to the spa is a luxury and it's only for persons that have time and that, you know, it's not something that one should really, really look at unless they're looking at it for relaxation. Can you break that down and let us know why massages are important, what type of massages do, what type of treatments, and what to look for? When you're looking for a technician, how do you know that you are in the right spa? What are some of the things that you should look out for? How do you know that the technician that's working on your body is the one that should be on your body? And what after effects do different massages have, and what should one always do after they have a massage?
Well, Linda, I find that how you know is how you feel. And while you're laying there, face down in a little cubbyhole, and you're you know, in the surroundings of relaxation, which is where it starts, but the ambiance, and then, of course, once that's in its place, you know, you already have your mindset, I'm going to go out to relax. So you start that when you first leave your home, heading to the spa. So it starts with self. And then as you are laying there, you want to tell the technician, hey, you know, I have circulation. I need a little bit more circulation. I want a little bit more flexibility. So you want to get a reflexology massaging, because those types of massages really stimulate the muscles and the joints to get them in line where they need to be. And then you want to get that deep tissue to really get that worked out, all those tensions that's been knocked up inside your muscles that's locked in there. They have to go in as deep as they can, as much as you can handle, to release that and get that oxygen going in there and getting that blood flowing in there to loosen up those muscles so you can get the best usage out of those muscles. And you want to make sure, too, that you don't take too long in going to a technician to make sure you get these things worked out so that you can get a fullness of your well-being in your day-to-day life, because every day and every time you move, there's a muscle that's being used. And when you're constantly using them, it needs that relaxation to go back to the places where they need to be so you can continue to function. Now, you have those massages that are the of the relaxing type, the Swedish type massages. Those are, they can go firm or they can just go just to get, you know, just you get you really nice and in good mindset. You know, just if you go there to get the mindset of relaxing, you want to get you a Swedish massage. If you go there with, you want a little bit more results, you might want to combine that Swedish massage with deep tissue or even a sports massage. The sports massages I like because they really, it's an intense type of physical workout between you and the technician to really get those stubborn muscles and joints realigned and back where they need to be, so that you'll see that you walk different, you see that you sit different, you see that you walk, you're feeling better when you're done with this massage. Now, if in fact you're not feeling better when you walked in the dough than when you walked out the dough, then you're going to have to look for a connection with another technician, just like anywhere, you know, you go to, you want to get that connection with that technician and really pull from their knowledge of what their abilities are. You want to know what their specialty is. You know, are you special in deep tissue? Are you special in all or around genres of massages? Are you just special to just pulling my muscles back to where they are? So you communicate with your tech, then you can know if this is the right fit for you. And then after you've done that interview, if you feel that that's not the one, you can ask the location where you are. Maybe I want to interview someone else to see if they have a better fit skill set for me. Or right at the door when you walk in, you want to interview with the receptionist and tell them what you are expecting out of the results of what you're going there for. And that way they can match you up with the technician that has the qualities to meet your needs. Because if, in fact, you don't, you're not going to be, you know, satisfied. I've experienced that myself. My mindset was just focused on just getting a massage and not focused on making sure that the end result was going to match what my desire was. And it was okay, but it wasn't what I expected. So then, of course, when I go back, I'm equipped with more ability to voice more what I need to get the better outcome for what I want. So it is important to kind of, you know, think about what you want, what kind of results you want. And if you're new, you know, you're not someone who knows how to relax, because, you know, the way the world is now going around so fast and so many events and things are happening to our families and in the world around us, it's very important to just take a pause and go, I'm going to take care of me today, have a me day, and start your day off with with the thought of, you know what, I want that ah effect all day. I have children to take care of. I'm always taking care of somebody else. I'm always bombarded with so many things. You forget about you. See, when you came into the world, you know, you came in, we all came in individually. We came in as little bitty infants, didn't really know what was out there expected of us. But we knew that when we were around a happy and relaxed surrounding, we were happy children. We were happy babies. So we could take ourselves back to that same space. Now that we're adults, we are now that baby. We have to take care of that baby. That's us. So the baby in each and one of us, we have to take that baby out and take that baby and say, hey, you deserve a good, nice, relaxed day to put that love back into yourself. And once you do that, you'll see a total response of how you're able to get through pretty much anything. You become invincible to a certain extent because now your mind and your body is in sync with, hey, I love me, and I'm going to show that by acting. Because you could tell yourself every day, you look in the mirror, hey, I love you, I love you, I love you, which is also important as well because that starts with the mind, telling the mind how much you love it. Then you're going to show it by showing your mind how to relax. And it's not easy. It's really not easy. I find that, you know, once I found out the importance of it, I always take out time no matter what now, and I am so much happier doing so.
Gina, thank you. I'd like to ask you, you know, there's many, many massage facilities, and especially throughout Los Angeles and particular areas of the city, take one area, say Koreatown, there's two spas to every block. What can you share with the listeners? What do you look for? What to look for to know that you are in the right place regarding cleanliness, regarding, you mentioned ambiance, as you go in to begin your relaxation. There's been many, many times that I've seen many, many signs, massages 1 hour, $45. There's been the times that I've seen, you know, half price, and you step into these particular facilities and the lights mm-hmm. are so dim that you can't see the floor. Can you share with the listeners what to look for before you start your relaxation process and explain to them why, as you said, we are the babies, that cost should not be a factor when you're taking care of yourself? Can you share a little bit of that with us?
Sure. You know, yes, you know, ambiance is definitely important. Just like you look at the ambiance of your home, you know, you see peace. So it's why they say you'll find your strongest peace of mind at home, because this is where your heart is. This is where you can be who you are 100%. And the unconditional love exists there. So going to a place, you definitely want to have that kind of mindset. Is the place clean? Do you see rodents or you see roaches or bugs or insects, or do you see the same thing you would if you were going to a nail shop? Do you see nails, paraphernalia, and you know, how does it smell? You know, does it smell clean? Does it look, how do you feel? You know, get a tour. You know, I find that it's always good whenever I go somewhere new. I like to get tours because I want to see. I want to see how clean it is. I want to see how professional the staff is. Do they, you know, how do they communicate with you? Are they too familiar? Or do they keep you at a customer and a professionalism at all times and offer their ability to check on you to make sure that you're okay at all times and not just throw you in a room and give you a towel and just leave you until somebody decides to show up and give you a service? Now, are they all the way through and through offering you water? Are they making sure you're comfortable at all costs, you know, providing you a place for your clothing, or giving you the knowledge of the specials that you might not be aware of so you can save money and get the most out of your experience at that location? Are they competitive with other locations? This one may have an amenity that this one doesn't, but this one may have more experienced technicians on staff than this one. So it's like, what is the complete result of the experience that you're wanting to step into? You want to step into a place where you can get the most meaningful results for your body. If this place over here may not have a jacuzzi or steam room, but this one over here does, and the technicians there, they're going to hurry up and get you, give you so-so of experience and throw you at the amenities to let the amenities soak on you and relax you and do all the work, and they just do minimal experience for you. Well, if you're paying for the ultimate experience, then you definitely want to spend time in getting to know the history. You know, look them up, you know, on the, you know, Internet, because that's what it's there for now. Everything's in Internet. What is their rating? You know, what is people saying about these locations, what their experience was? You know, see if you can, you know, mirror some of those good experiences that was already there. So you can get a comfort zone, so you can get, because see, one thing about it, Linda, and it's true, if you have a bad experience somewhere, you're going to be really less reluctant to go and do. You know, so doing your homework is important, and if you don't have the knowledge to know what kind of things to look forward to or to how to study a location, is it safe parking? Is your car, you going to have all your wheels when you step back out to your car? You know, you got to see if it's all the way around okay, relaxed, and safe environment. You know, are you going to be safe walking back to and from your car? You know, what is their surroundings from the outside to the inside, you know? And like you was mentioning, you know, so I've been to an actual place where the lighting was, you know, pretty dark, you know, and I would ask, you know, like, why is it so dark in here? Oh, you know, we just want to have the ambiance, you know, to, you know, well, you know, the ambiance I'm thinking of that you're wanting to portray for me is in the room where I'm going to receive it, not, I mean, so I got to walk to the bathroom. I got to call somebody to show me to the bathroom. Now, I need to be able to know where the bathroom is and how to get out of here if something happened. You know, I don't want to have to rely on calling somebody when y'all be the first one sometimes out the building. You don't know me, you know, so I need to know, you know, what is your, you know, what's my expectation of you and what's your expectation of delivering my expectations to me. So, you know, knowledge is power, so it's good to know. And then sometimes, a lot of times, actually, Linda, if you do go in with the expectation of giving them what you're expecting or knowledge of what the experience that you're looking for, you're going to get a better reaction from that experience because now they learn, she knows about massages, she knows, you know, she's, you know, pretty much knows what she's supposed to be getting out of this, you know, because if, for example, if you go in, you want a deep tissue, and you have a technician, oh, yeah, I can do deep tissue, and this person is just barely putting pressure on you, and that's what their interpretation and what their ability is able to do, so they call it a deep tissue. Well, it's like, that's not what I'm used to. And if you can't give me anything firmer than that, then, you know, I'm paying for a deep tissue, which costs more than the Swedish firm, which is what this person's giving you, but they're calling it a deep tissue. Well, if you're not aware of that, then you're going to be paying more for something that you didn't get. So your results are going to be not as great or phenomenal as you anticipated. And then your mindset of that is like, oh, well, and once you have that experience, you're like, oh, well, yeah, it's not all that. But when you really do experience a deep tissue and see the results from it, then you're going to reflect back on, oh, wow, that wasn't nothing. I got gypped. And actually you did. And that's because, again, you didn't know, you know, what you were walking into, what the expectation was. And you have to know right away from that first touch. You know, you have to know how they're getting the body ready to receive the massage. You have to understand that level because you do, you know, the first part of the massage is, and that first connection is to get your body ready to receive what it's about to receive. So if you don't know, you know, knowledge, again, is powerful in any case. And but it is very important, though. You're absolutely right in this. Very important to go out and treat yourself.
Well, I'm hearing you, and I'm laughing over here because the statement that you made regarding, you know, bring up the lights, I need to know how to get to the bathroom, and that's all important once you get there. But you, knowing the industry, myself being a spa enthusiast and loving massages, actually, can you share with the listeners, you know, where the main starts begin? You know, it's just like a company when you call into XYZ showroom, and the first voice that you hear is the receptionist, and that receptionist will give you the impression that you're looking for. She's either positive, negative, upbeat, very knowledgeable, shows you care, asks many, many questions. Can you share with them the importance of initially booking a massage, making sure from the first call that this is a place that you want to go, and this will be a place that you don't mind spending whatever cost it is, because that customer service rep has relaxed you down to the point where you want to go now? Can you share a little bit of that with the listeners and let them know what to look out for, how to listen, and the questions to ask? If you could, if you have time, would you share that with us, please?
Yeah, sure, Linda. Being a customer service guru myself, I pride myself on giving customer service to people because I think that putting a smile and comfort zone to someone that you're not so familiar with is very important, because it can make that person's day. And so when I call in, as I do when I'm preparing to get a service, the tone that the representative has on the phone sets my first pace. You know, do I want, because they're representing this location. So when I can see what this person has the ability to put me at ease, and when I'm asking them, I want a male or female technician that has the ability to do a deep tissue, or they're familiar with the terminologies, the Swedish, the shiatsu, the, you know, what kind of body wraps do you offer that can give me the best benefit for what I'm looking for. If I want a lymphatic massage, you know, to get my lymph nodes getting circulation, what does entail, you know. Give me a example of what would be a good day for me to come spend at your spa. And if the representative is not so confident or blonde, like say, oh, you're just, I just know, I have never had a massage, or I'm just not familiar, or you're just, you know, and then you're not really giving me, creating a good experience for me, I will not go to that spa. I will not, because I'm feeling like, well, this is who they have representing this location, and this person is doesn't know how to answer my questions, doesn't come across as a warm person, they're short. You know, thank you for calling. What do you want? Well, obviously, you should know what I want. You know, so I'm calling you for a certain type of service. You know, why can't you just, you know, be, you know, say thank you with a smile? I can feel that over the phone through your voice. So it's very important, Linda, you're right, you know, to make sure that the representatives of that facility is making sure that the customer is at odd all times. The experience should start from the first hello to the time you get to the receptionist to the time you leave that location. You should feel like you're the, if you're a woman, you should feel like the queen. If you're a man, you should feel like the king. Because not just money is important, because of, I mean, yes, you have to spend money to get the, you know, to get services done. But you definitely want to make sure you get a complete investment. And 9 times out of 10, in my experience, when I've, you know, talked with the person, the location that my experience wasn't as well as I would have liked to have done, because I got this person that was just nonchalant, not very caring, that I've called, was very rude, because either they must either had a bad caller before me or a bad day, you know, whatever it was, you know, they projected it through their tone and their expression. And to me, you don't know me. I'm just now calling. So, you know, and I've called there a lot, or I've called there a few times, or it could be my very first time calling. And, you know, your impression, you know, first impressions are very important. They go a long way, too. So if I am talking to someone that's telling me, you know, they're not very welcoming, they're not very, hey, you know, and I love it when I can call somewhere, and they go, oh, thank you so much for calling our facility. Today we have a special on a wonderful foot massage, you know, to get that blood pumping going. You know, your toes will totally feel renewed. You know, just create a whole experience for me, you know, and already give me an idea which way I want to go. Because a lot of times I find that, you know, especially, again, you know, those of us who don't have the time or don't know what that is, what that is entail. I have no clue what is a massage, especially men. A lot of them don't know. They're all about work, work, work. They don't know about how to relax. So, you know, you have women like that too. So it's important to me, you know, when I call and I'm looking for information, I'm also looking for somebody with compassion, someone with understanding, someone that I want to talk to and get information from. But if you've got a closed attitude, and you know that in the first, not even the first minute, I do. I know that in the first minute I'm on the phone with somebody, if you're interested and caring enough to want me to come over and spend my time in your facility. So it's important from the first hello, how, you know, the person on the phone carries himself. When you get to the front desk, how you're welcomed at that front desk. How long did it take before they acknowledged you was in the room? You walked into the facility, you know, and it could very well be your first time there. And I've been in that experience, too, where I've had hey, thank you for coming, you know. And I just was like, you know, let me get you started, you know. And what kind of experience are you here for? Oh, okay, I see. You know, they're looking at my appointment, and they're reading it back to me, confirming that this is what I'm there for. And then they're even able to go, hey, you know, we got a special, we can offer you a scrub or a facial with this, what you got today, or something, to just make it an even extra special moment. In other words, they're going over and beyond. So when I feel that a person is going over and beyond, they're going an extra mile to better my experience, not only am I going to be telling, Linda, I tell you, you know, hey, Linda, you know, I went to this place, or had this kind of experience, and just like you, you share things with me. That's how it happens. People will share wonderful experiences with their friends or family members, and that's why it's important when you have people at the from the phone to the front desk of your facilities that are projecting an exemplary example of what that person's experience is going to portray. Then, you're going to probably have the doors will be overflowing with people coming through there, because word of mouth is where a lot of businesses become successful. And I am, you know, a guru, like I said, a customer service. If I get this customer service somewhere, not only am I going to put it out there, I'm going to make it known. And I'll be the first one. As I'm leaving in the parking lot, I'll get about 10, 20 people I'll talk to before I get to my car. You need to go in there. You need to go. Make sure. If you got time today, go in there and get 30 minutes of workout. It's awesome. It's worth it. So you're right. It's absolutely important that when you are trying to take time out of your busy life, because life time is very precious, and relax. Not only is it just important, but the experience is important too.
Wow, Gina, I am excited over here. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at my thongs hanging on the door. I keep a spa bag. I keep one inside my home. I keep one in the car just in case. But you have me over here ready to go. And you mentioned you need to know your technician. I'm so appreciative that you're sharing this with us. You know, I speak with a lot of people, and I myself have been unopened. And I will share to the listeners, and I'll ask you your feeling on this. You know, when you request a masseuse, a technician, some persons require either male or female. But I have had the experience of being stuck and unopened and dealing with only males because I feel that they're stronger and they're this and they're that. But I had an experience of getting a female, and when this young lady walked into the room, I looked and I said, what can that little thing do? She's tiny, she's... I don't know if this is going to work out, but I allowed myself to go on and to move forward. When she finished with me, it was like I had laid down and her pressure was like a Mack truck rolling up and down my body. That young lady opened me up, and I can say to this day that the tip that I left her was triple than any tip that I had left for a male technician. And from that day on, I decided to be open. Once you find a technician that does what you like and how you like it, that's your person. Also, a lot of listeners don't know that spas and day spas and facilities also carry chiropractors that are there for service. And myself, again, never went to a chiropractor because, oh, he's just going to pop my neck. I had the experience of having a chiropractor, before my services. And when he went into his process, I was able to see and hear clearer after that experience. So again, I had to open myself up. I'm sharing this to let everyone know to open up and to experience. Also, when you're looking for a good facility, spas are good for group services. If you're having a party, bachelorette, some type of celebration, a birthday in which you go into with a group, that can be a very, very fun time for everyone. It can sometimes be costly, but who cares? When you're taking care of your body, people will say, well, I'm going over here and get this massage because it says $45 an hour versus this massage over here that carries all the ambiance, that has the reputation, could be a little bit more expensive. And I will say, well, I'm going here because I do not want to be itching in the next 6 months from this massage, because I don't know if cost is really the factor when it comes down to taking care of myself. I'm saying this to put that back. As you say, you want the feeling of being relaxed. You want your technician to know exactly what they're doing. You mentioned deep tissue, deep tissue, deep tissue a lot. You know, when persons want a massage, the first thing that they will say, I included, I want a deep tissue. No. You do not want a deep tissue because the deep tissue, as you mentioned, is there to get deep and to clear out those pockets. We call it the pain massage, and that is a massage that you have to work up to. If a first-time person having a first-time massage gets a deep tissue from the right technician, they will never have a massage again. So this is something that I want to put out to the listeners, because the experience has been, I want a deep tissue massage because that's all that we can relate to. And as far as you mentioned the ambiance, you mentioned the customer service, you mentioned the things to look out for. How important is it for an individual to heat up their body before any service, in methods of the steam room, the jacuzzi, or just a hot shower? Why is it important that this is done before your service? Could you share that with us, please?
Well, yeah, I'm sure, Linda. You know, the importance of because it started the jacuzzi, or if you sit in your tub or take a nice warm shower before you go, to the locations you're going to get services, because not all locations have a steam room or jacuzziers, and some places don't even have a shower there. But if you're able to do that before you go, if you're not going to an actual spa that has those amenities, it starts the body to relax, because anytime you take a shower or sit in a nice warm tub of water, that's where the warmth penetrates the muscles and letting it know, hey, you know, it's okay, go ahead and relax. That's why I usually, you know, well, most people, you know, when they take a shower before they go to bed or they take a bath before you go to bed, you know, that's the first thing, you know, I know for babies for sure, that it puts the baby at ease, and usually they love them to sleep because I'm in a very comfortable state of mind. So anytime you are able to start your before you go get a service, you know, even when you go to work out, you know, because exercising is good too. If you're going to walk or if you're going to go to a gym or something, you take a shower, you know, it just gives your body that, it just recomforts the body to just relax and it's going to be okay, or to, you know, get it ready to begin to know it's going to have a service, or it's about to do something. It keeps the body in a relaxed state of mind, and it keeps you fresh, and, of course, it keeps your hygiene, because hygiene is very important as well. But definitely getting into the jacuzzi before you get a massage or service, it helps the muscles to relax so that they can go ahead and work into that massage. And like you were saying, you know, yes, sports massages, deep tissue massages are definitely for someone who's experienced, a person who's experienced receiving massages and know a little bit more about the experience of different types of massages. But let's say you're new, like you said, a new person going to get the experience, and you're not sure what you may want, may like. You may like the deep tissue. You may not like the deep tissue. It's something like you do definitely want to work up to. But you want to, if you, like again, it goes back to what I was saying about customer service and knowledge of the location. If the receptionist or the people, the staff there is well-versed, and you go in and you say, this is my expectation, I'm new at this, so, you know, take me in, give me, you know, work me through, you know, to give me baby steps, you know, so that they know, oh, this is my first, your first time ever getting a massage. Yeah, well, then if they're smart, then they know how to, they should be able to take you in instead of just throwing you in the room and hammering you with all this advanced massages. But, again, you know, you'll know because you have to tell them, hey, ow, that hurts. You know, I don't want that. You know, that's it. You have to, you know, contour your experience to what your needs are. So it is important that people you deal with is, you know they're paying attention to what, you know, looking at what your expected desire is. And I like that, too. You can expect what I want or need, and you give it to me. You know, that's an added. Just like you said, that brings that tip up higher for that person.
Wow, you know, if you have a moment, and I know that you have just been giving us so much powerful information, so much insight, what to look for, how to look for it, how we should feel. If I take a break and put some relaxation on, would you stay with us here until we come back? Is your time allowable for that?
Oh, sure. I got a few more minutes.
Okay. I'm going to play something so that we can relax down and absorb some of this goodness that we just heard from Gina G. And I'll be back. Thank you. Gina?
Yes.
Hi, Gina. I'm back. I was sort of like sitting back and reflecting as I listened to the instrumentation that was playing on the song, and it just reminded me of how the blood flows through my body each time I go and have a massage. We talked about deep tissue massages and the purpose of having those. You mentioned a relaxation massage, and I would like to share with the listeners, when we say relaxation, we say long, broad, even strokes going up the body. That's there to relax. And you also told us about a reflexology, which persons know that that works on the nerves, and it starts with the feet. A lot of persons are really resistant to having massages because energy flows. And that one massage that's called the Reiki, that are never touched, and it moves the energy, and it just unblocks all the energy from your body. Would you suggest that a first timer that's having a massage get a Reiki, or is this something that after we educate ourselves and we understand the different types of massages and what they do, that they go into a Reiki afterwards? What is your take on that?
Well, I have had a Reiki massage incorporated in my massage experience, and it was a really good experience. It helped remove negative energy, because, you know, negative energy does exist, and to allow the good, healthy, replenish energy. To release that throughout the body, so that not only do you feel better, but you're way more, you get way more out of the experience of the massage, because when you have a good even flow of blood, a good flow of even energy, it's just like if you just did a good workout and you got your blood pumping and your energy up and your parts pumping, how your body is rejuvenated. It does, I think, good at any level, the beginning, the middle. If you had so many, after so many massages, you try to Reiki. At any point you try a Reiki massage, I think you'd get a good result out of it. However, it goes back to what we were saying about information, you know, finding out the experiences of is this something new to this masseuse, or is this something, a master? They are master Reiki masseuse, meaning that they've, you know, mastered it for a period of time, and they're up on it. They keep up on, you know, the levels of knowledge of the Reiki massage, so that they're able to give out the flow, even flow of energy that the person may need, and are, you know, that's something that they're very well versed in and have the ability to do it. Not everybody's able to do that type of magnitude of a massage successfully. So it's good to, you know, get the knowledge and history behind that person.
Wow, Gina, you know, this has been an exciting morning. We've talked about massages. I appreciate you so much and love you for coming on, spending time with us this morning to hear this wonderful information. Those of you out there, remember, as Gina G said, we're babies. We must take care of ourselves. We will have Gina G come back and join us at another time with more powerful information and the ability to satisfy, educate, and put it out there. And as I can say, not only are massages for us more mature persons, you need to keep their blood flow too. You know how you start off a child is what that child will keep up. And on that note, I'm going to say, until tomorrow, we're going to thank Gina G. We're going to thank Stephanie Haynes. Remember to get Stephanie's book, Healing of the Womb. Gina G. has told you what to do and what to look for. I will be on tomorrow to wake you up. And tomorrow we will have reflections and what I remember. Gina, again, I'd like to thank you for joining us, for educating the audience, for sharing your expertise, letting us know what to look for, letting us know who to look for and how to look for it. I'll be speaking with you soon. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going out. I'm going to give you a food for thought. Remember, take care of yourself so that we can take care of our youth. And when I talk to you tomorrow, we're going to talk about stories. You're on the air with Wake Up Linda. Please have a great day. Good night.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. If we just let it be, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Thank you.
Thank you.